The significant gap in resources and support, first of all, between JESH and non-JESH schools, which means that an awful lot of students are disadvantaged. I am suggesting that JESH supports to be expanded to more schools, because many JESH schools still have high numbers of disadvantaged students, but the schools don't qualify for additional funding. So I think there should be a more flexible system in place, you know, that supports individual students as opposed to school designation. And even something like core funding for schools, if that was increased, because many schools do struggle for funding for basic needs, and an awful lot of parents are aware of this. So by providing general funding for all schools, both JESH and non-JESH, this could better support students. Also, we could have targeted support based on socioeconomic data. So instead of an all or nothing JESH designation, funding could be allocated based on the specific needs of students in each school, and you could use a tiered system. And then you could also have extra supports and accessibility for counselling, special education, and even, you know, school meals. So because, as I said, many students in non-JESH schools, they're experiencing a lot of disadvantage.
You would worry that maybe the future of some of the non-JESH schools, with some of these differences that you've highlighted, may come as a surprise to many. Do you feel in any ways it puts the future of non-JESH schools in some degree of jeopardy?
Like, there's an inequality between the different schools, and I suppose, and what, you know, what students, depending on the school that you go to, what some students have access to. So it just means that I suppose the schools themselves have to come up with more resources, and you know, they have to do more fundraising. You might have something that is free in JESH schools or at a much lower cost. They're just not available in non-JESH schools because just the funding isn't there and schools can't afford it. So I do think it, and it's something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and there's certainly inequality there between the different types of schools and the different strands of JESH as well. So I think for a more level playing field for students, for parents, for teachers and for principals, you know, I think it would be fairer if there was a more equitable supply of resources, and you know, that the schools have access, that all schools should have access to the same type of resources and the same amount of funding. Because as I said, you know, there's a huge amount of disadvantaged children in non-JESH schools as well. So I think that they are being put at a disadvantage there just because, you know, all the resources might not be available to them because of just the status of the school. You might have a JESH school in one area and then 2 or 3 kilometres down the road, it's a non-JESH school, and the same type of students are going from the same areas going to these different schools, and they're right beside each other.